time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And away we go, Scott Spears and Glenn Coble filling in for Charlie Evers. And by the way, I got
that can't be done.
Well, that, you know, I always say you cannot. What is it? You can take over, but you can't replace.
Yeah, absolutely not.
No.
Nobody takes Charlie's place.
No, and you know, somebody the other day came up to me, and it's always fascinating because you know Charlie has been around for 60 years mm-hmm. in this community. And I'm always shocked that here in 2020, the amount of people under 30 who approach me who say they love to listen to him on this station because they are not from the generation that listened to him on WMRN.
Not even close.
No. So they have found him here and enjoy his... What this person told me was they love his historical knowledge.
Yes, and he is, yeah. And I've listened to two shows in the last 24 hours that I really enjoyed, and one of them was Pat Carroll this morning.
Oh, she was really very good.
Because she was talking about her mother, which could have been my mother. My mother was exactly that way. Never had a bad word in her mouth, ever. And then the other one was listening to Charlie's 84th birthday thing.
Oh, love
with
that.
With all those great people coming in. And that was a great show. I was doing some work down in my basement trying to get my seeds to grow. No, they're not marijuana seeds. And I was trying to get them to grow. And I spent about an hour down there and I listened to that whole show. And I really enjoyed listening to it.
Wasn't that a great day?
It was fun.
I love that because, and everybody who came on that show, because I kind of set up the call-ins.
Uh-huh. Kind of set them up.
Everybody wanted to come on because Charlie is an icon.
Yeah.
And he says he'll be back next week, and we hope he will, but we're certainly not going to put him in harm's way. He is 85.
Yeah.
And if he feels comfortable, he's always welcome here, but if he doesn't in this pandemic, then he will be back when he wants to be back.
Well, for our audience, for my wife, and for Charlie, we're sitting, 8 feet apart
at least,
and that's the way we've been doing things. I brought a mask in, but I really don't feel at this distance I need to put it on, but I've been wearing it. And I did go out shopping this morning at 7 o'clock because there is a store that opens at 7.
I've heard about that.
I found toilet paper.
Well, you know what? I will say this. I don't know if it's a stay-at-home order. I don't know if it's because it was the end of the month. But this weekend was not busy in the grocery stores, and they were able to reload somewhat for the first time.
Well, I was concerned because it is the end of the month, and I figured I was going to go out tomorrow morning, and then I thought, no, everybody will be paid today. If I can get out before they all get paid, I can get out there ahead of the crowd, and I did. Except there were probably 40 people waiting for the door to open, and I let them all get in.
Well, I wonder about today, because today is going to be a telltale because of this stay-at-home order, because it is the first.
Yeah.
Social Security checks come out, disability checks come out.
A lot of checks come out on the 3rd and the 1st, or the end of the month, yeah.
So will we start to see these places crowded again? And if we do, that's not good.
That's not good at all. I told my wife, and I don't know if she's listening. I doubt she is. She doesn't like to hear me on the air. But I told my wife that if there's a crowd there when I get there and I I see it's going to be crowded, I won't go in. But I did. So, and it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about this on my show later today. But people are becoming very respectful of each other, which is something I haven't seen in Marion since we moved here.
Well, and the other thing I worry about, rent is due today.
Ah, yes.
For the first time since we started this,
yeah.
Since people have been laid off. And what's going to happen? I don't think anybody's going to be put in the street, because I don't think anybody'd be stupid enough to evict somebody at this point.
You wouldn't think. Yeah.
But that worries me.
We have lost one of our neighbors on my street, and we thought maybe they had to leave because they left yesterday or the day before. Kind of looked like maybe they, you know, and they... they looked like a family. We knew it was a rented house, and they looked like a family that was struggling to get by. So I don't know. I hope not.
It's tough.
Yeah.
You know, the longer this goes on and the more we learn about it, the more serious it is.
Well, see, it's been serious a long time for me. Not so much for you, you young person.
Well, here's what I say about it. In the beginning... Was I cavalier about it? Sure. Because I saw people panicking.
Oh, yeah. Panic was not good.
And I thought, boy, somebody's got to go on and say, whoa, calm down, relax.
Yeah.
And I still do believe that. I still do believe the panic is worse than the pandemic.
Yes.
Because we shouldn't be out of toilet paper. We shouldn't be running out of meat, milk, and bread. This should not happen.
Right.
We're not, the grocery stores aren't closing. You should know that by now.
Right.
Okay, so that's what I was fearful with, and that's where the cavalierness came in the beginning. What I'm saying to the seriousness is if there is a point where there are not enough ventilators, that's a serious situation.
Terribly serious.
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
And I hope we don't get there.
We're not there here in Ohio, but they may be there in New York now.
Well, you know what I'm seeing, though, that makes me feel good in all the awfulness of this is, you know, there are things we can do, like the USS Comfort pulling into the harbor in New York, and that's a medical ship.
Yeah, and it's also a symbol.
Yeah, and it's something to see that big white ship with the red cross on it. Pulling up there and treating patients.
And there's one going into Los Angeles, too, isn't there?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And I love the fact also that we seem to have a plan. You know, Ohio has been divided. It's 7 or 8 districts hospital-wise.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a plan to use buildings if they have to that are not hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
They have taken everybody off leave who was on leave and made sure they're there. The only problem we're going to have is supplies.
Yeah. Well, everybody knows that I'm a Democrat just because I ran for office as a Democrat, and Richard Cordray is a friend, and I really think he would have been a better governor, but this governor has stepped up.
Oh, I don't think, at this point, I don't believe that, I don't know what criticisms there would be of DeWine. I see them. I'm not blind.
Yeah.
I see them on the internet. Oh,
there are some.
There are some, but I think...
But dealing with this virus, I think he's done very good, very well.
I think some people are upset that everything's closed, but I think some people still don't get that this is a problem.
Open your eyes.
Well, you know, this is where we are.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't get it. It's
well, and some of the places, like I understand Hobby Lobby, they have, 39 stores nationally, and 36 of them just reopened after being told they should close. I don't know if the one here in town has, but I think that's short-sighted. Why kill off your own customers? That's what I want to know.
Well, and how is this curve going to go? You know, the governor is saying May now.
Yeah.
You know, that's quite a ways away.
This is
April 1st.
Yeah.
And nationally, they're saying a little earlier. I don't know. I just don't know the answers, but I don't think they know. So there you go.
It's good. No, they don't know, and it's going to come at different times, different places, and we don't have any idea. Now, there are some pretty smart people that know how to chart that sort of thing, like what's that doctor's name that got in trouble for making a face? Trump was being interviewed.
Fauci,
yes. I believe that Dr. Fauci has the statistics to at least have an educated guess. But, you know, you remind me of FDR when you were talking about the fear. You know, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And I believe that all the way. I mean, if you are afraid of being... My wife is terrified of going out, so I go out. But she doesn't really have any responsibilities outside the house, so that's not so bad. But if you have responsibilities and you're scared so much you can't do anything, that's pretty bad.
Well, and here's the thing. If you are going to get it, the second you get a symptom, you need to call your doctor. They will send you right over if they believe you have it.
Now, I did notice that, and I think I texted you, that Ohio Health does have now some testing area. They had a testing area right by the post office, but you can't go through there unless you have a doctor's order to go through there. So that means we must have some testing availability.
We do. I know somebody who got the test yesterday.
Good.
And had no plan to do it. Now, here's, I'll tell you this story without telling you the name to keep anonymity.
Sure.
But I know the person just had a cough. Mm-hmm. They had a cough. They went to work. The work said, hey, we're worried you might have it. This person called their doctor, said, I just got sent home from work because of a... And it was just a cough, nothing else. The doctor said, come to the office. The office tested the blood pressure and the temperature, said, go to the hospital. I'm ordering the test. They had the test at the hospital. They did EKGs. They did the test. And he had the results last night before he went to bed.
Good.
So that's the system right now.
I hope he's
right
doing
now.
Well.
He doesn't have it.
Good. Excellent.
Doesn't have it.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on.
Yeah.
And so don't panic. We're still okay there.
Panic could actually stop you from getting the help you need because, oh my gosh, I've got a cough. I'm scared to go anywhere. No, you need to do what this person did. You need to contact your doctor.
But. Right. And it's a very strange time in that regard. But, you know, there was relief last night. The person called me and said, I don't have it.
Yeah.
You know, and there you go.
Now, I have lost a member of our family.
Which is awful,
to
awful.
To coronavirus. And the problem is, her doctor told the family they were 99% sure she died of the coronavirus. But at the point that she got it, they didn't have tests in that state. And they couldn't tell for sure that she had it. But they were pretty certain by her dying of respiratory failure and heart failure. From the illness.
It's awful.
Yeah, it is. And she's 64, so she's not that old.
Had she been ill with any other problems?
She had underlying conditions, but she had not been ill. So, and it just happened in a matter of days.
Well, and what did we hear about country singer Joe Diffie? He was 61.
Yeah.
And he was diagnosed on Thursday and died on Sunday?
Yeah. It's one of those diseases that it's going to get you hard. Or it might even pass by without you know it.
Well, that's it. And, and you know, at this point, I think we just have to put it where it is and say, hey, it's either going to come or it's not. It is a game of chance. It's an awful game of chance at this point.
But there are things you can do. And my wife and I are doing everything that we can do. She would like that I didn't come to the radio station, but I keep pointing out to her that we're pretty far apart, and it's just you and me, and I don't see anybody but in the morning when I come here, so I'm not terribly worried about it.
At this point, there are very few people coming here. The office is no longer open for pickups. We're not giving away anything, so the people who are here are monitored. I mean, we're not passing around the illness.
And the only office that's really has any people in it in this building right now is the health department, and they check you as you walk in the door.
Yeah. It would be very hard coming out of your house to your car up here to catch that.
Yeah.
Now, the grocery store, different story.
Yikes, yes.
The restaurant, maybe a different story. But I do believe we still got to go out and eat, though. You know, this whole idea of living in fear is a big fear of mine. I think the number one thing we have to do right now is not lose our sense of humor about this whole thing.
Well, I think you always have to have a sense of humor. Like your guest this morning was talking about, we have to be able to laugh because that's what makes us human, being able to poke fun at ourselves and that sort of thing. But it isn't fun. I can't tell my son-in-law it's fun that his mother died.
You can't joke about that.
No.
But what you can do is when you feel fearful, turn that into the best possible light that you can. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, and the other problem that we have in our family is that four grandchildren just idolized the lady that passed away. And so we have to explain. And that's a little tough to explain. But it's always tough to explain death to children.
Death is not explainable, no. I don't think, to anybody.
No, it is.
Very
You're right.
Positive light. No, yeah. But that's life and death at this point. I'll tell you what. We are about to go to break. Please hold the line. We'll be back in about 1 minute.
Okay.
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Glenn Coble, Scott Spears back in for Charlie Evers, and we've got a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
First of all, I really enjoy your program. That other people could do what I've been doing. I went through our church directory, and the people that live alone, they need to have somebody call them.
Great idea, yeah.
You know, and say, everything's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I appreciate your program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. You know, that's very important. Now, most of my listeners know that I'm an atheist or, at best, an agnostic. But religion is so important, and I believe it's important, to people that have the religion and believe. And I love to hear the church people helping other people. I don't like the criticism that the church people give a lot of people, but we'll leave that alone for right now. I think she's got a great point. Get out, call your friends that may be shut in all by themselves. I don't know what I'd do if I was shut in without my wife. And my wife and I, she'd like to try, but...
Push you out.
Yeah.
Push you out. Get out. Well, you know what, and I want to mention so many times that the Pastor's Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, it's a very good show we taped yesterday, is on today from 3 to 4.
Sure.
And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, because people are not getting to church, will be broadcast live here tonight, 6 to 7. So if you don't hear a service, can't get to a service, you can hear one here, free, 6 to 7 tonight.
And all those services like that give hope. Even for people like me, I like to listen to people that have positive thoughts and have a positive attitude towards life. Like your guest this morning, her mother always had a positive attitude, and I think that is extremely important, especially now.
Well, and I think that is it. We've got to be positive, we've got to laugh, and in the end, you know, whatever will be, will be.
I'm not a fatalist like that. I really believe that.
That was fatalist?
Yeah, I guess.
No, that was positive.
What will be, what will be? Well, let's say it's positive.
Que sera, right? Sera. Doris Day all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sing it.
No, this is my life philosophy on everything, long before this whole mess. But in good times and bad, this too shall pass. And that's how I feel.
Yeah, you may not be in the past the coming life, you may be dead, but yes, this will pass.
Well, it will. I mean, one way or another, it's going
to
pass.
Like George Carlin said, Earth, if she wanted to, could shake us off like a bad case of dandruff.
Well, that's true, but do you think that in the end, this is going to be, I don't know, I just don't think this is going to be looked upon as awful as it is going through it. You know, like I was...
Nothing ever is, yeah.
What is it? I don't know. See, because I look at the Civil War, and I think there were people living lives during the Civil War, and we look at it as a horrible event. Just, yes. Oh, man, that would have been awful.
How many died? 500,000?
Oh, awful, horrible. Yeah. But yet, people live their lives.
Yeah.
People living through it probably thought, okay.
60,000 people lost, men... At the time, I don't think any women. There may have been some women that died in the Vietnam conflict, or war, or whatever you want to call it. But 60,000 people died, and for them and their families, the earth stood still at that point. But I was in the Army at that time, and I knew lots of guys that never, ever got out of country.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's tough.
Well, I didn't get out of country because I was in Washington, D.C. singing. But,
and what were you singing?
I was singing whatever folk music I could find.
Well, and that's you know, I wonder how important music has become to people during this.
Oh, I was thinking about that this morning while I was shaving, cutting myself, because I hadn't gotten new razor blades at the grocery store yet. I was thinking about that. I've seen people older. Matter of fact, the one I remember was an older African American gentleman who was basically vegetative in his life. But they put headphones on him and started playing some of his favorite music, and he started singing and tapping his foot. And I think music does that. I've always thought that music was important to everyone. Even if you can't sing a lick, listening to... I'm a big lyrics fan. I love to listen to the lyrics, but I think music... It's kept me going at times when things are down. I have very few times in my life that we're down, but music's always helped me out.
You know, I could never sing, but I do like music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important, and I think music can be funny, and I think music can be... I think it releases some kind of endorphin.
Yeah,
your brain.
I think you're probably right. Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
You had on, and I can't remember the gentleman's name. He did all those comedy songs. You interviewed him not too long ago, and his songs I never liked until I started listening to the words, and they were funny.
Who's that?
Oh, I wish I could remember his name. Country singer. Country comedy singer.
Ray Stevens.
Yes, Ray Stevens. That's who
you know
it was.
He was just on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's,
God bless his heart. He was...
I remembered that. Matter of fact, I was listening to that.
He was an interesting guest.
Seemed like it, yeah.
Yeah, I liked him.
It shocked me a little bit. He was more thoughtful than I thought he would be.
You know, I think all comedians, like Pat Carroll,
yeah,
who's primarily a comedian,
mm-hmm,
I think is a thoughtful person.
I think to be a good comedian, you have to be thoughtful. You have to know how to make fun of the human condition.
Wasn't there a song at one point, Comedy's a Serious Business?
Well, it sounds like a truism to me, but I don't know that song.
I do. I believe there was a song because I think it probably is true. Because have you ever noticed almost all great comedians can do dramatic roles, but not all dramatic people have a very hard time doing comedic roles.
That's a good point. There are some of the finest acting has been done by very comedic people. Tom Hanks is
absolutely
one. Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. What was the serious film?
He did Dead Poets Society.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my
Goodwill
goodness.
Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting made me gave me goosebumps.
Carol Burnett has done serious stuff.
Yeah.
They all do, and they do it. So, Mary Tyler Moore, Ordinary People.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
But it doesn't usually go the other way.
No, yeah, it's kind of interesting. It really doesn't go the other way.
Because I think comedy comes from tragedy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, in many cases.
Didn't Shakespeare say that?
He probably did.
That's why.
But he was a fool, so.
Was he Shakespeare a fool? Shakespeare who was the one who cut off his ear, Van Gogh?
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh cut off his ear.
I used to hate to do, and my major in college, believe it or not, was speech and drama. Not one of your more deep majors, but I did, we were required to do a lot of Shakespeare. I hated Shakespeare. I guess it was I was too stupid to understand it.
You know, I remember quotes from Shakespeare, but that's about it. Like, I remember, uneasy lies the head that wears the crown.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah. But I'm trying to remember what that's from.
Isn't it Macbeth?
It could be. Out damn spot.
But I thought Macbeth. Romeo and Juliet was a... See, people see that as a tragedy. I see that as a happy ending.
That they both die?
Well, yeah, because they both, none of them had to walk down the aisle. They didn't have to get married. They didn't have to file for a divorce. It's a happy
ending. There
you
go. There you go. Hey. Well, now, I was Bernardo and also Riff in two different productions of West Side Story. It was basically the same story.
There you go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I got, you asked some questions earlier.
Yes, I did.
I got an answer to one of them, I think.
Go right ahead.
And Phyllis Diller's last interview was with Anderson Cooper.
You know, let me think about that, because that's not the thing I have written down, but I do remember her doing that interview with Anderson Cooper.
It was in 2011 in January, and of course she died in 2012.
You know what? This interview then would have come after Anderson Cooper. It would have. This interview, I can tell you when it was, because I was there when this interview was done. It was done in October of 2011.
That was really close.
Yeah, she died in August of 2012.
Huh.
But yeah, it wasn't. Anderson Cooper did one of the last ones, but not.
You're right.
Not the last one.
I love Anderson Cooper.
Thank you.
He's a great interviewer. I really enjoy listening to him probably as much as anybody because he doesn't let people go nuts. he's straight to the point. I really and the fact that his mother was Gloria Vanderbilt.
Gloria Vanderbilt.
And the fact that he came from so much money and still was so serious a human being. I love that.
What was it with the Gloria Vanderbilt jeans?
They were tight.
Is that what it was? Was that the deal?
It seemed to me that they were very blue and very tight.
Well, I don't. I can't remember that. That it was a woman thing.
Yeah. Well, I only remember it because I looked at the woman's tight jeans.
So you knew what was going on.
I was watching.
You know what? I'll run these questions down again for people. This is what we went through this morning. Does anybody know the theme song from the television series Good Morning Miami? Now, I know this might be a tough one, but if you go to YouTube and you search Good Morning Miami theme song, it's about 30 seconds long. You can hear it, and you can get the title. So the title...
Well, that's not right. You're not supposed to give them a way to find out.
We've had this for so long. I'm trying to help them along. The most famous character in the history of the David Letterman show.
Character.
Character.
Human. I mean, that was his actual or her actual name, or they were a character?
They were a character.
Okay.
Not a guest.
I got you.
A regular on the show.
Yeah.
Phyllis Diller's last TV interview, which happened in October of 2011. I was in the audience for this.
Huh.
So, who did it? She was 94 years old at the time.
You did it.
I did her last interview, period.
Did you really?
I did. Talk about toward the end. She died in August of 2012. I interviewed her in July of 2012.
Wow.
Yeah. And her manager told me it was the last interview.
Wow.
Huh. So how about that?
That's pretty cool.
I'm like St. Peter. I catch him right on the way out.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Why not?
I'm going to leave that one alone.
That wasn't bad. Who have been the View has been on for well over 20 years now, but there have only been three moderators.
I remember you asking that question a while back.
Yeah, only three moderators in the history.
And I only know it too.
Who are the three? That's one of the questions. And what host left The View to become the host of National Geographic?
Wow.
How about that?
You got some good questions there, Scott.
Yeah, and I'll give you one more since we've got one here. What show did Barbara Walters audition for and not get the job? Very famous show on television. Still on today.
She must have been very young.
That would be a good guess. 740-383-9944. So the questions are, what famous show did Barbara Walters audition for and not get the job? What host of The View left and went to National Geographic? Who are the three moderators in the 20-plus year history of The View? Phyllis Diller's last national television interview was with who? Who's the most famous character in the history of The David Letterman Show? And name the theme song from the television series Good Morning Miami. 740-383-9944.
One of the things that my father left to me, God knows why he did, I don't, was probably 20, 25 years of National Geographic magazines.
Really?
I have them all in my basement, and I think he realized that I was looking at the African section way too many times. Because they always had African ladies dancing around without any top on.
And on that note, we're going to break. We'll be back in 1 minute.
God, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio. Does anybody have any of the answers? 740-383-9944. Theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami. Most famous character in the history of the David Letterman Show. Who did Phyllis Diller do her last television interview with? Famous person. Three moderators of The View. Who are they? What View co-host left to go host National Geographic? And what television show did Barbara Walters get turned down for early in her career? It's a show that's still on the air today. Okay. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring.
That's kind of interesting. I know the answer to none of those.
and this is a little more difficult than Family Feud.
Yes, it is.
You know, I had some other questions. Last night I was trying to print off food questions, but boy, the quiz I got was very strange.
Yeah, some of those I've looked up a lot because with Swap Shop kind of on a hiatus right now because of everything that's going on. I looked up all sorts of trivia and stuff like that, and some of them are just absolutely ununderstandable.
Well, here's some food questions for people who maybe know about food.
I eat a lot.
Well, you know what? I'll give you, how about choices?
Okay.
We'll try that. President Reagan's administration classified what school lunch food as a vegetable?
Oh, yes, I remember this, but I can't remember what it was. And it's really a fruit. Was it tomatoes? Oh, well, I'm not supposed to answer, am I?
Yeah. No, but somebody certainly can call in.
Yes, yes.
President Reagan's administration classified what school lunch food as a vegetable? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
There are lots of fruits that people think are vegetables. If there are seeds in them, they're a fruit.
How do you spell donut?
I have no idea. D-O-N-U-T.
Is that it, or is it D-O-U-G-H?
Well, I think it could be spelled either way. Yeah.
Donut.
Donut.
It's a donut.
Yeah, it is.
Holy Moses. Go ahead, caller.
Ketchup
is right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, that is a fruit.
Yep. President Reagan said somebody got overambitious in the bureaucracy, and ketchup was a condiment again.
And I'm not sure that condiment means that it's a fruit or anything. It's just a condiment.
Just
it's,
a condiment.
Yes.
Here's another food question.
Okay.
Let's see here. Bok choy has been cultivated in China for centuries. Chinese white cabbage is known by what other name?
Well, I'm raising it this spring, and mine is called baby choy.
And baby choy?
It's very short version of bok choy, but I don't know what other name it's called.
Now, did you come up with baby choy?
No, it's actually on the seed packet.
Somebody
called
baby choy?
Yeah, baby choy.
Chinese white cabbage is known by what other name?
And it's really good in a salad. There are lots of things. Now, it's a lot like leeks in that it gets dirty down in the leaves, so you have to be a little careful and clean it out. But, yeah. Oh, leeks are really bad that way, though. And I am growing leeks as well. And they're in my ground already, outside.
You know, some people buy leeks, but I don't think they know what they are. I really don't. Do you?
I think it's a member of the onion family.
Really?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the answer to this question is bok choy. So I don't think I was supposed to read that first part. That bok choy had been cultivated in China.
Oh, yeah, because it's white, yeah, white cabbage.
It is, right? White cabbage. Just scratch that one.
Okay,
off.
Killed that one.
Oh, my. See, this is what I tell you. This is a bad, bad quiz.
You know, as good an interview as you are, you kind of screw up sometimes like that.
Well, I'm not a game show host.
Yeah,
what can
not.
You do?
Hey, you know, one of my great friends, I don't know if you've ever watched, have you ever watched Supermarket Sweep?
Yes, I have seen that show.
With Dave Ruprecht?
Yes.
Dave was my best friend in college.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he doing these days?
As a matter of fact, he texted me, I don't know, about 6 months ago, and the last of his Supermarket Sweep residuals had come in. So they've taken that, the last one is now off the air, apparently. So he's my age. He's a little bit younger than me. He's about, I think, a year younger. So he's 72 years old. It's time for him to retire.
Was that ever a hugely popular show? I don't remember it being.
It went on for 15 years.
Well, I mean, it was there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it being like Family Feud or anything.
Like nothing like that.
No.
Dave was always one of those guys. He always won the most popular awards and all that credit. I would be runner-up to him all the time, best looking, all that stuff. And,
oh,
and he always won.
And he got Supermarket Sweep.
And he got Supermarket Sweep, and I got this show.
You got this show. What could you do? With a person who is not a game show host. Yeah. But I will ask this question and try not to give the answer.
Please.
There are 10,000 described species in North America alone. Portobello and shiitake are types, yeah, I know, of this food.
That's
now,
too
easy.
Now,
where's that answer? 740-383-9944. You know, I've taken that word shiitake,
uh-huh,
and I use that instead of,
well, be careful, yes. Yes.
Wait, can't you say that?
Yeah, you can say shiitake.
I say shiitake mushrooms. Like when something goes bad, I say shit.
You just gave it away.
Oh,
no, you're not a game show host.
You know, sitting in this chair.
I was waiting for you to say that.
You know something? I think that the disease that catches Charlie in this chair catches everybody who sits in this chair.
You're right.
You didn't give the answers away. Holy mackerel. Go ahead.
Mushrooms.
You got it. Mushrooms is right.
Have you ever had any, I remember listening to Charlie talk about the morel. Have you ever had any of the morel?
No, I have not had the morel.
I saw a show on that yesterday, you know, in looking around for something to do when I'm locked in. And I'd be a little afraid to eat a morel. They're kind of ugly looking.
Well, Charlie said when you saw a pan with a little butter, they taste just as good as steak.
Oh, really? I suppose that could work. Yeah.
But Charlie eats dandelions, too.
Charlie's kind of strange.
Charlie's tried and true. We can trust him.
We love him.
Yes.
Can't wait till we get back.
Yes. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I suppose you could, if you put enough butter on anything, it tastes good, right?
Why not? Butter it up. Okay, let's see if I can give this one away.
And you're right. right. Charlie gives a lot of his answers away, just like we're doing.
It must be something about during this time frame. What kind of fat helps reduce cholesterol and is considered the good kind?
Ooh.
Oh, do people know that?
I remember my doctor telling me, but I can't remember.
Yeah, what kind of fat helps reduce cholesterol and is considered the good kind?
Huh. Well, you got in a caller.
Is that like Cass Elliott, the good fat?
Yeah,
go ahead, caller.
Now, don't be making fun of Evers eating anything. Come on now. Remember Ewell Gibbons?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Eat yourself a tree.
Every pine nuts, most parts of a tree are edible.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
You know,
hey, don't. I'll tell you, try eating a dandelion. You would be amazed.
I have eaten dandelion greens. I've never eaten the dandelion itself. Can you eat the dandelion itself?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I mean, if it's good enough for the bees, hey.
But aren't we losing all the bees?
No, they're making a comeback.
They are making a comeback.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I was worried.
You have to remember, all of the bees that were here, they were originally indigenous bees, and the Europeans bought the European bees.
Yeah.
So I believe it was a near collapse of the European bees. Because when Charlie and I had the community garden, I don't know what kind of bees. We could never figure out what kind they were. They looked like a bumblebee, but they were all black.
Huh.
But they were pollinating the corn and everything like crazy.
I mean, people don't know how important bees pollinating things is. It's very important.
I bet those were European bees just dressed in tuxedos.
Could have been, yeah.
Well, you know, part of the collapse could have been, too, they were illegal alien bees.
Ah, yes. So we got rid of them?
Into the border, so.
Hey,
the guy with you were talking about David Letterman?
Yes.
Are you talking about Larry Bud Melman?
I am talking about Larry Bud Melman.
Oh, that's the answer.
And High Street in Columbus used to have a place called Melman's.
Huh.
And then they did all the renovation and that, and I think Melman's closed down, was tore down or something or other.
Do you know what Larry Bud's real name was?
Jose Suentes? I don't know.
No.
No idea.
Calvert DeForest.
Oh, my.
You know why I know that? Because when Letterman went to CBS, they said that Larry Bud Melman was the property of NBC, and he couldn't use that name over there. So they just used his real name.
His real name.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right. Intellectual property.
Intellectual property.
Maybe you know the answer to this. I heard the other day, as I was watching some inane television show, so I passed the time, that if you put honey... Speaking of bees, if you put honey on the bottom of a leaf that you want to root, it'll root faster. Do you know anything about that?
I've always heard that if you took a pickle and rubbed it on a witch's wart, that would work better.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know any witches right now, and I'm not going
to. I would think that would be detrimental to the plant if you did. You said rub honey on it.
Yeah.
I would think that would attract bees.
Well,
ants and slugs.
Well, you know? No, but you put the honey on it, and then you put it in water, and supposedly that helps root them.
Oh, to help it root?
Yeah.
It could be.
I know if you put honey on a Browns fan, they root a little harder.
Well, I didn't hear that. On a what?
On a Browns fan.
Oh, on the Browns?
Cleveland Browns fan, you cover them in honey, man, they root like crazy.
I thought you put confectionery sugar on top of Browns.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
On top of brownies.
Brownies, that's what it was.
That's
the
mistake.
You're doing Emerald Lagasse.
That's right. Thank you.
Oh, my.
Oh, here we are at the comedy hour.
Yeah, boy, it's...
Comedy is crucial. What kind of fat helps reduce cholesterol and is considered the good fat? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, are you talking about on the cholesterol is HDL?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No. I think that's the
that's the good cholesterol, isn't it?
Listen, I've got an answer here. I don't.
Because LDL is a bad cholesterol, I think it is.
Well, this is a type of fat.
It's a type of fat.
Not cholesterol.
Not cholesterol. Okay.
Yeah.
He's trying to confuse us.
Thank you. No, did I say cholesterol?
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
But he and I
was thinking, reduces cholesterol.
Yes, and I think he and I were thinking the same way. I thought that's what was the answer.
The question, what kind of fat helps reduce cholesterol and is considered the good kind of fat?
Cute fat.
740-383-9944. Who was, you know, a good-looking, what was the cute fat?
One with dimples.
Well, people like, there's the talk for years that people like a little plump woman.
Yeah, well, and back in the, I don't know, in the 1800s, plumpness was a sign of wealth.
Wealth.
And therefore, you were a good-looking woman if you had a little plumpness.
I think people still like it. Like, what's the woman? Kardashian.
Yeah, well, that's not plumpness.
Well, there are areas that are plump.
She's got a fat, well, yes. She's
a fat, whoa. We aren't that far deep in the corona year yet. Think about what's the good fat. And we'll come back after this short but important message here on WWGH Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For grandson of President Warren Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm...